Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslothy.
What happens when schools tell students to behave in a way that defies logic, religious beliefs, and science? What happens when students refuse to go along with a woke, politically correct educational agenda? Just ask Josh Alexander, a 16-year-old high school student from Renfrew, Ontario, Canada. He was suspended twice, once in November and again in January, for organizing a demonstration to oppose his school's new policy of allowing male students who believe they are female to use the girls' restrooms. He was also disciplined for insisting that God made only two genders, male and female. After his second suspension, Alexander and his lawyer filed a complaint with the Ontario Human Rights Tribunal. In that complaint, Alexander claimed that he was the victim of religious discrimination, which makes sense. Incidences like these take place every day in public schools across Canada and the United States, including right here in Montana. The only problem is, Josh Alexander attends St. Joseph's Catholic High School. That's right, a student at a Catholic high school was suspended for essentially quoting Genesis 5:1-2. In the day that God created man, he made them in his own likeness. Male and female, he created them, and he blessed them. Despite the fact that Alexander made clear to school officials that he had no intention of starting conflicts with transgender students, but simply wanted to express his views, school officials said that his mere presence on the campus would damage the physical and mental well-being of transgender students. We expect this kind of behavior at public schools, but what are parents to do when this kind of woke gender ideology rears its head on the campus of a private religious school? Is it possible to experience religious discrimination at a private Christian school for being disciplined for quoting the Bible? It's an interesting question, and we'll keep you updated as the case proceeds. That said, there is a direct connection between that case and a bill that will be heard this Wednesday in the House Judiciary Committee. As I said, we've come to expect this type of behavior at public schools, and as it becomes more prevalent, the Montana legislature is pushing back. House Bill 361 would make it clear that it is not a discriminatory practice for a student to call another student by that student's legal name or to refer to a student by the student's biological sex. As wokeism runs rampant in schools across Montana, students are being told under threat of discipline that they must refer to transgender students by their new name, their new pronouns, and their chosen sex. Students are, in effect, being forced to participate in a charade, and failure to do so could get them suspended. In many ways, it's a real-life version of the Emperor's New Clothes, and it's actually not as new as we may think. 20 years ago, we heard of a teacher who resigned rather than to call a student by that student's new made-up name. Even worse is the charge of misgendering a transgender student. With now over 70 gender options available on Facebook, how do you keep them all straight? And what about the pronouns? One of the strangest is the they-them option. They and them are plural. Does that mean that the person also suffers from multiple personality disorder? House Bill 361 would return a degree of sanity to the classroom by stopping teachers and administrators from forcing a politically correct agenda on kids. School is stressful enough without students being forced to participate in something they know not to be true. We'll be there to testify in favor of House Bill 361 because, as Josh Alexander was brave enough to say, God did indeed create us, male and female. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslothy reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.